Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Break it down for us in the Western Conference. A team like the San Antonio Spurs that we all think are, you know, they're going to go away. And what happens is every year they seem to show up in the Western Conference finals. They're going to have to defend the MVP of the league, Kevin Durant. They're going to have to defend one of the most athletic players in the league in Russell Westbrook. So how are they going to go about doing that?
Well, I'll tell you, they will find a way to make it hard on OKC. I mean, this is going to be an exciting series, no doubt. OKC had them figured out during the year, but the playoffs are a different animal, as Jerry can tell you, and you know, and you've been around the game forever. And the San Antonio Spurs know how to win games, and you know, it will be a big setback if they have Parker at, say, less than 85-90%. You don't need him 100%. That's not even fair, him at 100%. But they have their own concern there with Ibaka perhaps being down. But, you know, the fact that they don't play till Monday is a big break for both those guys and both those teams, and I think particularly for the Spurs.
So, I mean, so on the Eastern side, who you like there? Who you like coming out of this matchup with Indiana and Miami?
Well, obviously, you've got to assume that Miami will get the job done, and yet there's something about the Pacers here. They just don't seem to go away. You know, they've been written off as no pulse, dead in the water already, you know, before the playoffs, and then during the playoffs, and even as late as when they got swamped on the boards by 3-1 in a game, and yet here they are. And I think it'll be a good series again. I wouldn't count the Pacers out, but certainly it would be the last to question LeBron's ability to get them into the fourth straight finals.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.